And now the quartet reads from the mailbag.
This first letter is from Pennsylvania. Dear Mr. Crawford, a friend of mine was recently in a hospital in Washington, D.C., and she had the habit of tuning in your program. A nurse came around and said to her, "What kind of a preacher is that? So many rooms have him turned on." You never know how far your message goes.
My letter is from Long Beach. A mother writes, "My 19-year-old son was one of those Marines you talked to in San Diego and now is fighting in that awful battle of Iwo Jima. But when you asked for hands of those to put their faith in Christ that day, my boy was one of the 1,500 that responded. We are indeed indebted to the YPCA and your program."
This letter is from Hawaii. "Dear Percy, last Sunday while trying to catch up on a little sleep, suddenly the radio came on with Love, Wonderful Love. Quick as a flash, I turned it up. Three of the officers with me in our hut were thrilled to hear your program, too. One of the officers said he used to listen to you back in the States because his wife made him."
My letter is from Philadelphia. "I simply must write this. For years, the message through the YPCA has been following me, and not until a few weeks ago as I attended the broadcast did I settle it. My friends laugh now and ridicule, but it doesn't matter. Your sermons on spiritual suicide were soul-shaking and just what I needed. I had such a desire to flee down the aisle when you preached, but now I want to thank you with all my heart for giving me Jesus."